Welcome to my podcast, Amy Talks About Stuff. This is episode 125 for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. Yes, I neglected to do an episode for yesterday, the 24th. Yes, I apologize for that. I was too busy working and getting stuff set up so that I could work, and I never did get around to recording an episode. I'm sorry. To make up for it, you get a double episode of Amy Talks About Stuff today. The first segment is going to be a field trip report from my excursion earlier this afternoon, and the second segment is going to be me practicing the speech that I intend to give to my noon Toastmasters Club tomorrow. I set up an online Zoom meeting for it. I don't know how many people to expect. I hope a fair number, since I know almost all of them are like me working from home now. Segment number one, field trip report. The last time I was in a restaurant was Saturday night, March 14th. The last time I was in an office was Sunday night, March 15th, into Monday morning, the 16th. And then I came home, and I haven't been out of the apartment building again since Monday, March 16th, until today, Wednesday, March 25th. And I'm recording this with so many specifics and dates, so that there will be a record, so that I will remember, and so that I can keep the timeline of everything that's happened straight in my own head. What led to my decision to go out today was that I needed to pick up a routine medication prescription that I had had waiting for me at Walgreens since Monday, the 23rd, and I decided that as long as I was going to be out and about anyway, I would be a good citizen and support a local business. One of the new office buildings near where I live opened a new food court last year, and I really wanted to stay there. And they're running a bingo game tomorrow night over Facebook Live for people who have placed to-go orders with them in the last week, and they're going to do this every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for the duration. So I decided this sounded like a good deal. After I was done at Walgreens, I stopped by the food court to pick up my burger and sweet potato tater tots, which were very, very good. I ate them when I got home. And I did get my bingo card. It's right here next to my computer. So I'm looking forward to doing that tomorrow night. Oh, I forgot to mention, when I was at Walgreens, I didn't have too much trouble avoiding people. There was still no toilet paper. That was the only aisle I noticed that was completely empty. After getting food, I had one more errand that I needed to do, which was drop-off recycling at our recycling drop-off point, which, again, I hadn't done in about 10 days, so there wasn't any more room in that bin. It had to get done today. So I got that done, and then I came home and had an absolutely delicious dinner. I'm glad I supported the burger place there. It was really good. I did not get groceries because I didn't feel like it and because I plan on placing an online order instead. It occurs to me that the great thing about online ordering is that it goes hand in hand with meal planning. If you have to stop and think about what you're going to buy via the delivery program and make your list via the website, you really have to put a little more thought into what you're getting than you might if you were wandering around a store. I'm looking forward to trying new things and finally following through with a healthy eating plan I've had my eye on for a while. End of part one. Part two, because you're getting a double episode for the 25th, because I didn't do one for the 24th. Tomorrow, I intend to present a practice speech project titled The Radio Talk Show. The instructions for this project in the traditional Toastmasters education program say that you're supposed to pretend that you're on a radio talk show. Gee, that's a really hard thing for me to pretend. And give a 3 to 5 minute talk about an organization that you are representing. I decided to talk about Habitat for Humanity because I belong to our Habitat Young Professionals group, and because I thought that would be an enjoyable and uplifting topic to talk about. Building new houses may be the thing Habitat for Humanity is best known for, but it certainly isn't the only thing we do. The Omaha chapter of Habitat for Humanity runs four major and a number of supplementary programs. The four major programs include home ownership, home improvement, neighborhood revitalization, and demolition, which used to be called blight removal. Our home ownership program guides families every step of the way toward owning their own homes. The cycle starts when we receive an application from a family in need of better housing. Those applications are forwarded to our selection committee, which is made up of volunteers from the community, and some of the criteria they consider include whether the family's current housing is substandard or inadequate, the family's credit history and stability of income, and their willingness to partner with Habitat and participate in the program. I would like to use that note to push back against the misconception that all charitable organizations just offer free handouts. This one does not. At least not the homes themselves. Some of the home repairs sometimes, but even those are usually no-interest loans. The Habitat Home Ownership Program is, as the saying goes, a hand up and not a hand out. Habitat homes do have mortgages, but they are lower cost and lower interest than standard mortgages. And furthermore, participants in the home ownership program are expected to put in between 250 and 350 hours of sweat equity, a term we did not invent, although we do use it a lot, which they may fulfill by working on the construction sites themselves, or by working in our Habitat Restore home improvement stores, or by working in our office, or any combination thereof. That's our first major program. I mentioned we have a home improvement program. That program includes interest-free loans to homeowners to allow them to make necessary home repairs that they wouldn't be able to make otherwise, and renovations of existing houses that just need some restoration and updates to become a home for someone in need. Since last year, Habitat for Humanity of Omaha has been purchasing houses owned by the Omaha Housing Authority to be fixed up and sold to families in the homeowner program. So sometimes we build the homes that we provide from scratch, and sometimes we rehabilitate existing ones. Thirdly, our demolition program, which we used to call our blight removal program, but we decided demolition was better, removes condemned structures to make way for newer and more livable ones, often but not always built by us. This also removes risks, safety risks, and roadblocks to economic development within the neighborhoods where these structures exist. Finally, we have our neighborhood revitalization program, which includes our Rock the Block volunteer days. In the Neighborhood Revitalization Program, Habitat focuses on a specific neighborhood, gathers data, builds a coalition of people and organizations in the neighborhood to address needed revitalization tasks, and then makes sure those tasks get done. Often, but not always, on a Rock the Block volunteer day. Those are major community-involving events where volunteers come together to help with exterior repair and neighborhood beautification projects. The goal is to make the communities more livable and more attractive to be in. We are always looking for volunteers to help us build, to support our programs, and to help us spread the message that we are here to help people get into new homes of their own, or stay in existing homes when they need repairs, in an affordable and partnership-focused way. Okay, that's done. I'm feeling pretty good about that speech, and I hit the target time goal, too. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Bye! Thanks for listening to Amy Talks About Stuff. The theme music is Being Together by Bortex, on the album Untitled Love Story, which is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 license and is available via freemusicarchive.org.